December 20th. Fifth Antiphon, O Oriens, O Dawn of the East. O Oriens, splendor lucis aeternae, et sol justitiae, veni et illumina sedentes in tenebris et umbra mortis. O Dawn of the East, splendor of eternal light, and Sun of Justice, come and enlighten them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O Jesus, divine Son, thou art coming to snatch us from eternal night. Blessed forever be thy infinite goodness. But thou puttest our faith to the test before showing thyself in all thy brightness. Thou hidest thy rays until the time decreed by thy heavenly Father comes, in which all thy beauty will break upon the world. Thou art traversing Judea, thou art near Jerusalem, the journey of Mary and Joseph is nigh its term. Crowds of men pass or meet thee on the road, each one hurrying to his native town, there to be enrolled, as the edict commands. Not one of all these suspects that thou, O divine Orient, art so near to him. They see thy mother Mary, and they see nothing in her above the rest of women. Or if they are impressed by the majesty and incomparable modesty of this august queen, it is but a vague feeling of surprise at there being such dignity in one so poor as she is, and they soon forget her again. If the mother is thus an object of indifference to them, it is not to be expected that they will give even so much as a thought to her child that is not yet born. And yet this child is thyself, O Son of Justice. O, increase our faith, but increase too our love. If these men loved thee, O Redeemer of mankind, thou wouldst give them the grace to feel thy presence. Their eyes indeed would not yet see thee, but their hearts at least would burn within them. They would long for thy coming, and would hasten it by their prayers and sighs. Dearest Jesus, who thus traversest the world that thou hast created, and who forcest not the homage of thy creatures, we wish to keep near thee during the rest of this thy journey. We kiss the footsteps of her that carries thee in her womb. We will not leave thee until we arrive together with thee at Bethlehem, that house of bread, where at last our eyes will see thee, O splendor of eternal light, our Lord and our God.